alone.
All right, Skinner.
Okay.
Who was the author of the novel The Godfather?
Ouch. Sorry, Mom, that's a toughie.
Yeah. Well, not really.
Oh, it's extremely hard.
Mom, say Ed Begley Jr.
Stop.
Oh, man, I mean, I can see the name on the cover.
Talk it out, Mom. It always helps
me. Yeah, talk it out.
Yeah, just talk it out.
If I go through the alphabet, like, that'll take up the rest of the 20 hours.
Maybe.
Well, that's true.
Sorry, I don't even have a guess.
Side of rice.
No.
Okay, guess. Oh, Boston Rob.
That is incorrect. That is incorrect.
Correct. I did write that. Book. Thank you.
Great work.
The answer
I had a ghost writer.
The answer is Mario Puzo.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Shuckers.
That's right. All right, Adeline, now's your chance. Leap upon this.
What's the score?
Leap upon this. So score is tied 2-2 between Charlotte and Skinnard.
Okay.
Mom, do what you feel comfortable with.
I'm taking a 1 point.
Atta girl. Atta girl. Get on the board.
Get on the board.
I love you, Mom.
There you go.
Aww.
Adeline. What medical condition is punctuated by sudden, irresistible periods of sleep?
Don't overthink it, Mom.
Don't experience it. Don't actually have this happen right now.
Oh!
The medical condition punctuated by a sudden, irresistible period of sleep.
Irresistible period of
sleep. That's correct.
Consciousness.
Yes. What is it?
Seven medical conditions.
No, not seven.
Rob, help her out.
Wait. What?
Mom, do you understand that we're asking you a question?
Adeline, okay. What medical condition is punctuated by sudden, irresistible periods of sleep?
Daydreaming.
That is incorrect.
Mom, you gotta...
It's not daydreaming.
It is not daydreaming. It is not daydreaming.
I had a bad case of daydreaming one time.
No.
Could not get rid of it.
It is.
Seven irresistible.
Oh, no.
Seven is not in the question.
Yeah, seven's not in
sudden.
The question.
Sudden.
Sudden.
And the answer is narcolepsy.
Oh, I knew that one.
The answer is narcolepsy.
Boy. Okay. Tough one pointer.
That's right. It was a tough one pointer.
It happens.
We got to stick right, with the threes, Mom.
Jay, Russ is back there. Just want to let you know, Russ is back there, and they're ready to load their gear. Unload the rest of the guy that's got the, that I'm going to be doing my thing with.
Sorry about that, Rob.
No. Hey, Mom, you could never disappoint me, okay?
Aww. That's right, Mom.
Mom.
Charlotte.
Mom.
Charlotte, you're up.
Yes.
Charlotte is Ashley's
Mom.
Go
for the gusto.
Charlotte, what do you want, a 1, 2, or 3 point question?
Ashley, the number one was hard. I think I'm going to try one, too. Let's see if
Are you guys, by the way, are you kidding me? Ashley does a dead-on impersonation of this woman. Are you guys kidding me?
Thank you, Mike.
Are you guys kidding me?
Yeah.
It's dead-on.
Thank you.
Marsha.
She's the best.
Hey, Shara.
Wait till you haven't heard her laugh, but that's where I get my laugh from is my mom. Okay. Wait, we get going?
No. So what do you want, Charlotte? A 1, 2, or 3?
A 1.
A 1-pointer.
Oh, boy.
Charlotte, which were the last two states to join the United States?
You know this.
Hawaii and Alaska.
You are correct.
There it is.
She is third grade.
There it is.
Correct.
She takes the lead.
Charlotte
yes,
takes
Mom.
The lead. She's
yes.
got 3 points.
Yes.
And we're going to keep it to 5, guys.
Thank
we're
you, Mike. Thank you.
Executive decision.
Come on, this is going forever. Leonard Skinner, you are up. You
can I please consult with my mother before we go?
Here we go.
You did it a week ago.
Hey, coming up. Okay, Mom.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the deal. So since you're the last to go, you're kind of at a disadvantage. Right now you have 2 points. You can wrap it up and win it with a 3-pointer, or else Charlotte, who's in front of you, only needs a 2-pointer to win at this point.
Oh, I don't have a choice then. I just better go for the gusto, huh?
No, Skinner.
She's very smart. I think she has a better chance at the 3-pointers.
Stick with your strategy.
Yeah, no. Okay, I'll go for a 3-pointer.
Oh.
Yeah, Skinner.
Win.
I can't believe it.
Let's see. Way to go, Sky.
Well, I'm just saying.
Do as I say, not as I do.
That's what I'm saying, Zach.
All right, here we go.
It's tough when you go last.
Your three-point question is... Sorry, I just took a bite of food.
How is it? Is it delish?
Oh, man, was it good.
Good.
Mm. Sounds good.
Three-point...
Enough for everyone.
Oh, man, I wish I did.
Yeah, my mom's now going to make me share good. With all of San Diego.
That is good.
Okay.
All right, here comes your three-pointer. Mm-hmm. What was the name of the teddy bear first produced in 1985 that would move his mouth and eyes as he read stories via a standard audio tape deck built into his back?
Ooh, that was 1985?
Uh-huh.
Would that be Teddy Ruxpin?
That is correct.
Yes!
Get
up. Yes!
A winner! Yes!
He pulls it out!
Oh my God.
I can't believe it.
Very well done.
Thank you.
It's just awesome. Like the game on Monday.
Sorry, Mom. You did great.
Aww. Mom, listen, you're the best.
Charlotte, Adeline, you guys, you really put up a good fight.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Gracious.
Very gracious. Unlike
children.
Thank you very much, guys. We'll see you guys later.
Okay,
hey,
don't get insomnia.
Yeah, don't get insomnia.
Or narcolepsy.
No. I love you, Mom.
Stop daydreaming.
All right, let's see. We have to identify the station.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. You're listening to the 28-Hour Mikey Show, brought to you by Johnsonville Brats on KIOZ, San Diego's Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 4 p.m. and 5 p.m.
The word of the hour is hours.
Word of the hour is ours. Very nice.
Got it?
Yep.
Got it?
Okay, so part of the reason that we do this is we want people to turn other people on to the Mikey Show. And so we give you little examples of what we do so that you can tell your friends about it. And if you're listening for the first time, you'll hear this and you'll go, wow, I like it. Maybe I'll listen to this show. So this is an example of what we do. Tell me what you guys think of this email. It says, hey, Mikey, what's up? Love the show. Had to write in and tell you about one of my coworkers. Yep. He drives me nuts because he's such a hypochondriac. Every week he comes in and thinks he has some new disease. It's really stupid. He thought he had the avian bird flu for a while.
Well, could have. We don't know.
Now he thinks he has a tumor. Uh-oh. How can I get this guy to shut up and stop thinking he's dying every week? Thanks. Signed, P1 Flinch. Let me tell you, This is a medical matter.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not a doctor.
Today, I'm Dr. Phil. Oh, yeah. I want you to get excited about your life.
If you're going to talk to me, you're going to have to be honest. This is going to be a changing day in your life.
Hey, y'all.
Yay!
Let me adjust my lavalier microphone here. There we go.
Oh, nice.
Put that sucker on there.
It's better.
It fell off. Hang on.
Get it. Pick it up.
Hang on. That little microphone fell off.
It clips right there.
Clip
it right here. Here we go. There we go. Got this thing on now. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, perfectly.
Loud and clear.
Well, it's wonderful. I think that this is an interesting email that y'all got here.
For sure.
So let me respond to this fella. First and foremost, my best to Kramer Twitch. From P1 Twitch.
First of all,
I just wanted to say to him,
Flinch, and nobody knows who Kramer and Twitch are.
That whole Britney thing got way out of hand.
Yeah. Not even they were.
Yeah.
And Eddie and Mikey, that one's for y'all.
Thank you, Dr. Right? Phil.
Anywho, in my practice,
yes,
the key to curing hypos has always been rigorous work in a device that I created, and I put it out back in the back of our offices, and I call it the washing machine, okay? You want to know how it works? Can I tell you how it works?
Yeah.
It's actually a real Kenmore 3x2 cubic inch super capacity, and I stick them in it and say, how you feeling now, T-shirt
Wait,
face?
Whoa. Whoa, what? That doesn't seem safe.
How do you feel inside there?
So Dr. just Phil. Like Rob, you're inventing things that already exist.
Exactly.
Okay.
Unless I'm doing whites that day, and then I'll call him Choney Head.
Okay, well, that's not... Weird.
Yeah. What were we talking about, Kramer and Twitch?
No, we definitely were not.
We moved on.
Twitch actually cleaned up, Eddie, and he now hosts the TV show American Idol on Fox.
Really?
Yes, he does.
Wow.
So he got very thin and handsome, and he's doing really well.
Weird.
You know, y'all, again, that one was for Eddie and Mac.
Yeah, I mean, Dr. Phil, maybe we should broaden our diagnosis here a little bit.
Absolutely. How's Cindy Skull?
Okay, let's move on.
Hang on.
Seriously, dude.
Now, this is a problem that I have had with a coworker of mine as well, this whole hypochondriac thing.
Oh, really?
Yes, it was a woman that I worked with at one time, and her name rhymes with pie.
Pie.
Or lie. Or
lie.
Try.
Fry.
What rhymes with that? Y'all figure it out. Rhymes with my or die or why. Y'all know the girl that I work with now.
Sky?
Anyway, this gal always has something wrong with her. Remember this one time she had a sunburn?
Okay, well, Dr. Phil, we know this story. That, I don't think you should.
Are you saying you've heard the story before?
Well, I don't know, actually. Let me think about it.
Never mind then.
Okay,
never
well,
mind.
Twice. For another time.
Well, listen, y'all. This is a very it's a very delicate situation, what's going on. And in all seriousness, probably the best treatment for this person is something that I like to call shock therapy, okay?
Oh, wow, that seems a little harsh.
Here's what you do. You get a chocolate bar, okay?
Yeah.
And you heat it in the microwave.
This is going to be bad.
You heat it in the microwave about 15 seconds, okay? You just... Just get it soft, okay?
Right. Yeah.
Then put it down the back of your pants. And have
wait,
a... And then
wait,
have
dude.
A,
wait.
Then, hang on. And then you have a seat.
Yeah.
And when it's ready...
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Go over to this head case's desk and just hike up your leg there and then have a seat on his desk.
No.
Okay?
That's disgusting.
And when you get up, you're going to leave behind a little bit of therapy for him to deal with. And
that could help.
Problem solved.
No, Dr. Phil. Hey, man. Be serious. Come on. Help this guy out. Knock it off.
Let me be serious with
you
a minute. I would invite the guy into the bathroom for a little heart-to-heart, okay?
Why the bathroom?
I'll tell you why the bathroom. Now, this person thinks they're sick all the time. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Check this out, y'all.
Okay.
When he comes into the bathroom, give him a big hug. And tell him everything's going to be okay.
Oh, that's nice. All right?
Really try.
The bathroom, but
well, yeah. We'll get to it. You really reassure me. Tell me everything's going to be okay. And then you let go, okay? And you walk out of the bathroom.
Yeah.
But make sure he's facing the mirror.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where you have written, welcome to the world of AIDS and lipstick.
Oh, no.
Hang on.
No, wait.
You don't have to do it if it's...
I just don't see how that would help.
It's called
And you don't
help.
Get AIDS from hugs, dude.
No, I understand that.
You should know this.
Skydiving, jump out of a plane. You know what I mean?
What are you talking about?
You gotta get in the water.
You're crazy, Dr. Phil.
You are crazy.
Now, the only other thing I can think of doing is actually really injecting him with the bubonic plague.
Exactly, really have something to complain about. Don't do that.
You're not helping.
Back to Kramer and Twitch.
No, I'm joking.
In all seriousness, there's no reason to try and really rehabilitate this freak show. I'll tell you why.
Well,
okay.
Hey, you're just going to give up?
Well, it's so much fun to mess with people like this. I think you understand what I'm saying. Eddie, of all people, you know, right? I mean, I'm talking about psychos like Sean, okay?
I can't relate.
I'm not a psycho.
I can't relate.
Here's what you do. Here's what you do, y'all.
What?
When you have a person that's a hypochondriac, they think they're sick all the time, okay?
Like Seth and his tumor?
That's right, like Seth and his tumor.
Oh, wait, what?
It is a tumor.
Here's what you do.
Oh, God.
You print out something that looks like a report, okay? And then you squirt a small amount of ketchup up each nostril, all right? Are you
following? My own nostril?
Yes. Okay. So two parts, so far, two parts.
Okay, I printed my Word document.
Print something out, looks like a report first.
Oh, my God. What are you talking about?
Ketchup up my nose.
Well, squirt a ketchup in nostrils.
Okay. Right.
And then you go over to his desk, okay? And then you say to him... You say to him that you just
What am I supposed to say?
Okay, Dr. Phil?
I have a tickle in my throat.
Oh, wow.
Have some water.
Have a sip of water.
Let me take some of that.
Yeah.
I dropped my microphone.
Oh, no. It clips on.
You should re-clip it.
Okay, I clipped it back on my tongue.
Ketchup
well,
my
you got
nose.
The ketchup squirted in the nostril, and you walk over to him, you say, I just got some bad news, okay?
Oh.
Your yearly physical just came back, and you are Hep C positive, and then you fake sneeze the ketchup all over.
That's so messed up.
It's therapy, you guys, okay?
Hey, man.
It's called... therapy.
April Fool's.
You know, my mother had this same problem.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's a hypochondriac, too.
Yeah, your mom's got a lot of problems.
So you may want to try... You may want... Well,
every week he
listen,
says something about
that. You may want to try what my father did to help her.
How's that?
Well, it's a variation on something called a Dutch oven.
I don't follow.
What's a variation?
I don't follow.
He actually called it a Dutch prison.
Really, Dr. Phil?
Sky, what is he
really talking about?
Yes.
It's a thing, Ashley. Where
my mother called it that thing that gave her a stroke.
Well, you pass gas and then you put the covers over someone's head like you're in an oven. Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, it's therapy at its best, y'all. Thank you so much. Hey, P1s, make some noise from out here, will ya?
Oh, my gosh.
Very, very cool. Very cool. We are, I'm out back right now, and Eddie's inside, and Azeth, did you get a hold of my buddy? Can Zeth hear me?
Yeah, he could talk.
Yeah, I got a hold of him.
And does he know where we are?
Yeah, I told him where you were. It was kind of a rushed conversation, though, but he knows.
Okay, cool. So I'm back out here right now, and I want to talk to some P1s and find out what's up and what everybody's been doing. P1 Jason's sitting here. Jason, how you doing, brother?
Doing great, Mikey.
What do you think of that Johnsonville brat thing?
Oh, delicious. I'm ready to have a second one.
Very nice. How long you been here?
I've been here since 5 in the morning.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Nope. Crazy.
Who's been here longer than 5 in the morning? Dude, Philly's finest is here. How long you been here?
First of all, I've been waiting to say this all day. P-H-I to the L-L-Y in the hizzy. And I've been in the hizzy since midnight last night.
What? Since midnight last night.
Why?
Awesome.
Since midnight. Where were you? Did you, like, camp?
I camped out here in the parking lot with P1 Huntington, as well as P1 Toolman and his lovely girlfriend, who are still back here.
This is fantastic. Hey,
awesome.
Huntington, how you doing?
That's
they got
awesome.
This Johnsonville brat
it's
grill.
It's enormous.
Dude, it is. I mean, it practically looks like a football field.
Yeah.
It's gigantic, and they're feeding people as quickly as they can. They got a big, long line, and people are standing in line to get
Oh, I'm starving,
stuff.
Mike.
How is it, Eddie?
I didn't get one.
You didn't get one? Why
yeah,
not?
Yeah, they got a new batch on, I guess.
Oh, they got a new batch on, so they're making them. You know what?
I'm faint.
When they get them going, and they got them, I'm going to have somebody run one into you.
Mustard. Just mustard
Ew.
On it.
Just mustard.
Yeah,
just
mustard.
Yucko.
Let's see. P1 Quimby standing here.
Hi, Quimby.
Oh, hi, Quimby.
Hi,
Quimby. What's up?
So, Quimby, are you looking forward to what's going to be going on here later?
Oh, my Lord. There's going to be so many men betting on Zeth, like, trying to get a date with him.
That's 15 minutes away.
Oh, my gosh. You know,
the bidding starts at 25 cents. Eddie, what time is the Zeth auction going on?
15 minutes.
15 minutes.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk to our auctioneer. We actually have
Is Bill there?
Yeah.
Nice.
He's here, man.
Yeah.
Bill, come on over. Come on over, Bill.
What's up, Mikey?
Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Menish is here with us.
Yeah!
This is so good.
great, man.
This is awesome.
Dude, so tell everybody what you do for a living now.
I am a professional auctioneer now. I left NBC 739, where I was the morning anchor for 7 years. They said I talk too fast.
Oh, wow.
So I put it to some good use, helping raise some money for people.
So, Bill, how did you get interested in this line of work?
Oh, my gosh. Stumbled on it. Absolutely stumbled on it. I used to go to auctions when I was a kid, but I helped out a lot. Just like you guys are doing for Rady Children's Hospital, mm-hmm. I wanted to help out a bunch of folks here in the community. And the more I did it, the more I liked it, the more I was told I was good at it, that I was getting them more money than the professionals were. Next thing you know, I went off to the Worldwide College of Auctioneering, became a professional, started my own Bill Menish Auctioneers Incorporated, and here I am.
That's fantastic. Now, have you ever auctioned off a 23-year-old male?
Put him out to stud.
Is this the first time that you've...
This is the first time.
First time. Well, we're going to start the bidding at 25 cents today. Yeah. So you know.
A little high.
I hope we're going to be here for a long time. We need to make some money.
Now, let me tell you, the woman, or man.
Well, wait a minute.
Whoever wins the date with Zeth, we're going to send him out to dinner tonight at Sizzler.
Hey, all right.
Yeah.
Who's interested? Do we have a gauge of who's interested out here?
Yeah, raise your hand if you're going to be bidding. Well, there's a lot of guys.
I know that
bidding,
dude.
So.
More guys than girls. You're absolutely right.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be doing the bidding. So it should be pretty cool. Now, it's about 15 minutes away. It's about 15 minutes away when we'll do that. And Eddie, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
I'm going to have you hold things down for the next 15 minutes while we get things straightened out here. And in 15 minutes, I'll be joining you guys again. And Bill Menish will be out here, and we'll do this auction.
Okay, well, just let me know when you're ready, and we'll come out and get the auction going.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Wow, Mikey, he's real serious about this performance.
Yeah.
He's doing a sound check right now.
Oh, really?
Dude, this is crazy.
This is legit.
I mean, it's a surprise. I don't have any idea what he's doing. We don't have any idea of what any of us are going to be singing.
No.
But Mike is legit. He's got, I think he's got a full-on band.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, we're all doing, like, karaoke.
Yeah.
He has a band.
Idiots.
Yeah, he has live
but
music.
He's got a full-on band. I mean, that is huge.
Oh.
Thank God we're not going against him because
we wouldn't have a prayer.
We would not have a prayer.
No, we would be out of it.
So, once again, let's figure out the order we're going in. Number one, leading off the show, Ashley.
Kick it off with a bang.
Unbelievable.
Oh, you better believe it.
That's a tough spot to be in, Ashley. How do you feel?
I would prefer, of course, to go last, but I feel very strong about my performance. And why not kick the audience off with an actual American Idol finalist?
That's a weird thing to say.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Kick them off.
Well said.
Okay.
So that's great what I have wording. To say about that.
Okay. Kind
of following Ashley is Oh Biggity Boy.
Yes.
Oh, the Sean.
I'll go number two.
Now, that was, again, another weird thing to say. Sean, now you prefer to go a little bit earlier.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, I'm a warrior by nature, and so if I get out there and before I drew fifth. If I had to go fifth, I would be wringing my hands the whole time. It would be really bad.
I'm a little nervous now.
Johnny.
Okay, whatever. It goes back to my obsessive compulsive stuff. So,
is that any like mom issues or
Eddie?
Like, how does that?
Eddie, please.
Well, I've got to get to the bottom of this. You know, I mean,
No, dude.
It's not a mother.
Nothing to do with that.
Huh?
Why are you upset? Was your mom a worrier? Why are you acting like this?
Well, I'm just saying, you know,
Don't most of our neurosis come from
parents?
Parents? Then what am I doing that's incorrect?
Then say parents. Don't say mother.
Well, I mean, I know that your mom pretty much raised you as a single mother, so...
But Eddie, you know, it's weird because you think his mom is hot, and that makes him uncomfortable.
Oh, well, that wasn't even entering my mind.
Well, anytime you talk about her,
but now that you bring it up...
No,
meow.
No.
Okay, you don't have to clean yourself.
Don't
lick the back of your hand like you're a cat.
Wow.
And then
Do you have any...
I'm going second, okay?
Oh, he just spit. Okay, he's upset. Sorry.
Dang it.
Okay, I'm sorry that I care about you and your problems that you have.
No, you don't.
I'm trying to get to the
bottom. All you want to do is talk about my mom and joke about who she's
I don't joke about
He's adorable when he gets upset.
Yeah, isn't he?
I'm going second.
Okay.
Anyway, so in the third hole, Excuse me? In the third spot.
Thank
interesting
you
way to put it.
Thank you very
I prefer
much
hole.
It's
shut up. That's
so
what.
Many jokes.
Anyway.
I'm honoring Mike.
Yes.
And
you're
the third
a good
spot
friend. You are a good
is
friend.
Sky.
Hello.
Oh.
Who has been a finalist before in Mikey Idol.
Oh, she's real.
Sky,
oh,
how are you
never
feeling?
Never won.
Never won. It's impossible off to win against Mike.
Yes, it's impossible.
Like him.
I am very confident.
Is, oh, really?
That
big surprise.
Okay.
Oh! Ka-dunk-a-dunk.
Okay. I feel very good about the stage presence that's going to happen confident during my number.
What's that?
Confident.
What's that?
Shut up.
Confident.
Sean. Hey,
what's
I had,
that?
I had your back,
confident
bro, on all the mom
oh
stuff.
Stop
it.
The mall.
Okay.
Rob.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey,
for everyone that gets that, you're welcome.
Let it go.
I'm right here.
No.
But my singing, I'm not as confident about this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh. Something not your tone?
Yeah. Picked confident a number that I thought was going to be easy to sing because I enjoy singing it in my car. But then once I picked it and committed to it and then sang it at home, I was like, oh, yeah.
And the glass started shattering.
Yeah. So I'm going to give it my all. I'm going
to
leave it all up there on the
well
stage. And
ba-doop,
that's
ba-doop
all I can do, Cheds.
Okay. Not
right
too shabby.
Yeah, thanks.
Coming in fourth.
Yeah, the fourth hole.
That doesn't even,
Rob,
that doesn't even work.
No,
seriously?
It doesn't work at all.
Rob, Boston Rob, will be singing fourth.
Yeah.
Right in the middle. It's, well, not really, but
I love
kind
it
of in the middle.
Kind of. Why not?
How are you feeling about that?
I'm
fourth
feeling
spot
great.
Yeah? You got something good planned?
Dude, I am going to tear it up out there.
Really?
I was, yeah, I had a YouTube some of my dance moves.
Okay.
I took
your,
what?
Yeah.
What?
I like it already.
That's smart.
Hey,
that's smart. That's good strategy.
What is, I don't understand
I like
what's
that
funny
I
about
I don't either,
that
actually.
So I YouTube some dance moves.
Yeah.
And they're from the early 90s.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
And I'm very excited. I don't know how if I have them all down. So in the hallway, I might have to practice a little bit.
You're
smart. Well, you don't have very much time.
Yeah.
In the fifth spot. Actually, this is known as the winner spot.
I've never heard that.
I haven't heard that one time.
No.
Yeah.
I will be performing. Thank you very much. Now, let me preface this.
Yeah, talk about
by
it
saying, I've not fared well in Mikey Idol.
That's true.
And it's not, I don't feel I've been treated fairly. I mean, Ashley, you've been a huge supporter of mine.
Of course, no.
You know, don't
you're
you feel like when
fan
I sing, I really
right
give everything
yeah
that I have. I leave
you,
it all on the table.
You are the
yeah
definition of
pucker
leaving
up
it all out there.
Thank
I
you
Wikipedia'd it,
yeah,
and it is you leaving it all out there.
Thank you.
I don't
thank you. I mean,
yes,
I've
Sean, YouTube.
I've
it
tried every year to pick the right song. I'm really going out of the box this year.
Really?
Because,
oh.
Well, none of my things have worked before. I've
well
tried doing
true
the rock angle.
Yeah, they don't work.
You know, I really go, wow! You know, I really give it.
Okay.
I really give it everything I have. It doesn't work. I've tried 80s music,
mm-hmm,
trying to get in Sean's realm. That hasn't worked.
Nope.
Oh. Nothing's
no
worked.
Huh.
So this year, I'm going for it, man. I'm doing something that you may not associate with me, but
really?
Please be Patrick Swayze. Please.
Awesome.
She's like the
Patrick
wind.
I'm upset that I didn't choose that song.
Oh.
But maybe next year. And
it's going to be tough.
Rounding, headlining.
Oh, headlining or headliner?
The headliner, if you will.
Oh, no.
The final performance.
Oh. Zeb McGillicuddy.
You know him. You don't hear him.
Yep.
Zeph.
Hey, McGillicuddy.
Zeph, what's up, dude?
Yeah.
You
what's
are
on
closing the show.
Yeah,
and,
the
then,
room down.
And then Mikey will perform his mentor song, which is mm-hmm going to be off the hizzy.
Right.
Zeph, I love you, but don't ruin it like last year, bro.
How do you bring that up?
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, being the headliner,
it's
there's
fair
a lot of pressure
Zeph
on him.
You are 25 minutes away from performing.
I am.
How does she bring up your abortion last
oh
year?
Oh, wow.
When you got on stage and you were supposed to dance
yeah, remember
with Sky and Ashley,
remember,
and you freaked out
the
and didn't
practice
do it,
yeah,
started crying,
yep,
and
no,
ran off stage.
True.
Like a baby.
It's 100%.
Falling.
Like ran off stage.
Yeah,
like an episode of Gilmore Girls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, seventh heaven.
The most
yeah
emotional ceremony yet.
Yeah.
You freaked out.
Uh-huh.
She brings that up 25 minutes away from your performance.
Are you freaking out? Is she in your head?
No. You're good.
Yeah, I'm fine.
You're ready.
It's Sky. Does anybody take her seriously?
Well, oh.
Oh. That's a good point.
Well, you're an idiot for coming
I heard people
her.
At the mall, dude.
Check, check. Yeah. Check one. Check, check, check. Check,
check, check.
Check it.
Check.
Check.
Should not
check,
be on.
Check,
all right.
Check, check.
So.
He's home crying to his mom.
Yes, I hope does. You do. I hope you do great, Seth.
Thanks, jerk.
Okay.
Well, we think we know how Zeth feels.
Okay. He's always
crying. This is awesome.
So Zeth is rounding out the show, and then the votes will be tabulated. Or no, they won't, actually.
No.
Okay.
We're going to take a little timeout from the competition. Mikey, who is our mentor and host.
Yes.
Because I heard he wants to be like Seacrest.
He is going to do Patrick Swayze's She Like the Wind.
It's possible. I don't know.
I hope so.
I don't know.
Come on.
Mikey
I
wants
would like to be Seacrest.
There he is.
Oh,
thank you, Mikey.
Calm down.
Thank you for letting
you tell
us know.
Us every day,
thank
bro.
You, Mikey.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. McCabe.
Why don't you go jazz walk out of here?
Maybe he to the mall. Is going to perform with, I guess, an arrangement. I mean,
this is awesome.
Like an orchestra I can't out
wait.
There, which is
yeah.
huge.
Yeah.
I can't believe he's doing that. That's awesome.
So rad.
He's I'll let you know what? One little secret about this guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's been having rehearsals.
Awesome.
This guy's ready to go.
Seriously. Yeah,
I haven't even looked at my lyrics.
Hey.
I swear to you, I have not looked at my lyrics.
Well, it's karaoke. You probably, we don't need
I know.
To.
I figured.
I mean, it'll be on the screen.
And I know the song by heart.
Yeah, oh, so no. you're good.
Dude,
yeah.
he's so going to be great out there, okay?
Okay.
We're getting the band back together.
You and I are not going to do Woods about it.
Oh, no.
Keep going, Rob. He has to start.
Yeah, no. he'll give in eventually.
I actually need to let... We never finished talking about what happened with Bound in the Woods.
Yeah,
oh, that's right.
So... Woodsy, you know, we had on the air. Batman and Woods, if you're a new listener, are two friends of me and Mikey's from Dallas
Clowns.
Who are just crazy. They're imbeciles.
Yes.
But they are funny imbeciles who have Southern accents, and we make fun of them and do their voices and stuff, which is really fun. And we were going to fly them out here and have them do an advice segment. Which would have been, I'm telling you, a train wreck.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, these two idiots, like, we mentioned it. You know, we talked to Woods mm-hmm. on the air, and he's like, dude, yeah, I'm all in.
Right.
Dude, we are all in. Book our flight. And we said, well, dude, you got to talk to Bauman first. Mm-hmm. No, dude, I'm telling you, we're going to be there. So he talks to Bauman, and Bauman's like, no, dude, I have a job. Like,
yeah.
I can't. Like, I can't. I'm in management, and I'm like, have meetings on Wednesday, and blah, blah, blah. So... It unfortunately didn't happen. They're not coming down, but the advice segment is still going to happen.
Okay. Yes.
Tomorrow morning on the phone. They're going to call in. They've put time aside. They're going to call in.
Okay.
Well, Woods didn't really have to put time aside.
Okay.
But Bauman,
Bauman
had to put time aside. That is going to happen around 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. So we'll be nice and fresh for that.
Oh, real fresh.
Juicy.
So if you've got problems in your life, it doesn't have to be just in relationship. Anything. These guys are worldly.
On the job.
Yeah, on the job, Bauman could probably help you with that. Not so much with Woods.
I was looking for Woods.
Yeah, I don't know that that's a good move.
Huh.
So they will actually be doing an advice segment tomorrow, ready to go.
Awesome.
But, and then they said that next year they're in. They will clear it. You know, we let them know as soon as we know the date, and they will clear all their schedules and fly here and do it live. So that'll be awesome.
So sick.
So there we go. It's we're getting close to 4:30, which Zeph is going to be auctioned off. Ladies.
Sexy time.
Seriously, if you're not down here and trying to get a piece of this guy, I don't.
Well, Seth.
Or fellas.
No fellas. No fellas.
Brady's Children's Hospital. We're trying to raise as much money as possible.
Yep.
Yeah, no fellas.
And if a dude wants to go to Sizzler with Zeph.
Hey, man, we're not.
I ain't got a problem with that.
Dude, I mean, have you had the Texas toast?
Hello. No.
Come on.
Oh, you can eat shrimp?
Oh, please.
Come on.
Please.
It's delicious.
Yeah, I mean,
as a fellow gay man,
Zeth actually is going to go out with whoever is the highest bidder tonight, and come back and report on how the date.
Yeah,
I mean,
of course.
It's kind of prostitution. You're buying paying money for a service,
but the money's going to charity. I mean,
okay, so it's a kind prostitution.
Yeah. Exactly,
charity's my pimp.
Yeah.
Well, he is a charity case. Like Ashley said that the other day, that Zeth is a charity case.
Mm-hmm.
Zeth, tell us some good qualities about you.
Yeah.
Sell us a little bit.
Besides the stash, because that's a given.
Well, that was my first quality. The mustache. It grows fast, and it's a.
Tell us a little bit about you, Zeth. Where are you born and raised here in San Diego?
I am born and raised San Diego.
All right. What kind of interests do you have?
Well,
I'm actually learning about this myself. I don't know Zeph at all.
Yeah. Well, mumbling, number one.
Mumbling.
On this,
yeah.
This guy.
What?
You know, we're trying to sell the guy.
Oh.
Yeah. Good quality.
Oh.
Good listener. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of Boston Rob's songs.
Okay. That's can good you be stuff. Serious? I'm being serious.
I am being serious. I do enjoy his songs.
I'm sure you do.
Hey, do you want to date a guy or a girl? Make this good.
If a gal wanted to go out with you, what is she getting? What is she paying for?
Okay, here we go. Here's the scenario.
Here's my hype man.
One of his best friends.
She gets in your car. What music do you got playing on the way to the date? Let's say that you're driving, even though you might go to jail.
Yep, duh.
And car might break down, but what do you got in the CD player right now? Come on.
The show, considering we're on for 28 hours straight.
Jeez, can you please?
Come on, dude.
What? Answer the questions.
I don't know what's on there right now.
Go to the mall.
I even have an answer. I drove with him the other day when he took me to get my car.
What was he playing?
What was it? Debbie Gibson?
We were bumping some good music. We bumped some really good old school Eminem, and we were bumping some Tupac.
Now, does he have a CD? Or does he have an iPod? You actually have an iPod in that junker?
Yeah. It's worth more than the car.
I wouldn't doubt it.
It really is.
What does your ideal woman look like?
Oh, hello.
Well,
hot.
Taller end of the spectrum. Yeah.
What is that? Like really hot.
Like 5'6" and taller.
Okay. 5'6" or taller.
Yeah, I'm keeping it broad.
So you're not dating Rob?
Okay.
No.
Yeah, he's out.
Not.
Sorry, Rob.
Oh well.
Darker hair. Has to be able to hold the conversation.
I'm out.
That's you were never in.
You like him sturdy or what's
sucks
up?
For me.
Yeah, how about mom shorts? You like sturdy mom shorts?
No, thank you on the mom shorts. Aww, I pass.
You don't get it.
I don't. I'm sorry.
Wow, you're missing mean. That's really mean.
And so talk to us about some of your qualities.
What about age? How old can she be?
Yeah.
Like to keep it under 30.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You haven't lived until you've gone out with that.
Zeph gets hit on by gilfs all the time.
Yeah.
Gilfs
too. Gilfs.
Yeah, dude, the older women seem to enjoy me for some reason.
Well, they think you're from the 20s with that mustache.
Maybe that's what it is.
I'm telling you.
TV?
That's brutal.
Yeah. Well, where's your derby and spats?
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. What's your number?
Go
seven?
Herbert Hoover.
My number is KL7. You can reach me at Klondike 533.
All right.
Zeph.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get down to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
Please.
I'm trying to help you.
I've been
Frodo
on the show for more than a year, and you guys don't know much about me. Like, this
okay, here's I can in a couple sentences,
right,
tell you what I know about Zeph.
Okay.
He's sensitive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Big very
dog. Okay,
big
come on.
Dog.
Come on.
Big dog.
Big dog.
Oh, yeah.
Sensitive.
Yeah.
He likes sports, particularly the MMA, football, baseball. You're bigger sports, right?
Yeah.
He
enjoys inappropriate humor.
I'm trying to do this.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't need any help, okay? I know this guy.
Because I got a few things.
The back of my hand,
well,
I know this guy.
But I got a few things. If you need help, I'll be right here.
He likes inappropriate humor.
I just said that.
Very inappropriate at times.
Yeah.
Loves to sabotage relationships.
Wait, Eddie, you're trying to help and sell him.
It.
Remember,
one of his favorite things to do.
You're trying to help right now, bro.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I can tell you about Zeph.
Yeah, go.
What's up?
I understand. This is one of my greatest friends.
Wait, I've never heard you say that.
One of my greatest friends. I don't know why you're acting like this.
You're unreal.
You told me to run into traffic the other day.
That's true.
I was getting a little exercise for you.
Friends do.
Figured that would help. Zeph is interesting.
Can I help? Yet.
In a second,
can I please let you try and finish, Zeph?
Well, you're doing a horrible job.
How dare you?
Wow.
How dare you, madame?
I'm sorry. It's true.
I was going to say, what's the term? Like the carpet doesn't match straight? No.
No.
You can't read a book by its cover.
Okay.
Zeph's outer. You can put Mike back up. I think they're ready.
Hello?
Are you there, Mike? Can't hear him. I can hear the outside.
He's got to talk.
Hello, Mike, talk into the mic.
Mike, we're trying to sell Zeph here. What's some good qualities about Zeph?
Wait. Eddie, say that again, man.
We're trying to sell Zeth here. What's some good qualities about Zeth?
He's tall.
Okay, we're done. Are you ready? Can we come out there?
Yeah, man, we can do this.
Okay, why don't you guys all go and me and Zeth will stay. Or no, Mike can cover.
Yeah.
Mike, can you cover until we get out there?
Yeah. I'll cover out here.
Do you want me to stay on with you, or do you care?
Either way, you're coming out, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't want you to do it by yourself.
It's all good. I mean, if all you guys are coming out, go ahead and all you guys
all right,
can come
we'll
out
we'll be out
right
in
now.
A second.
All right,
Zeth,
cool.
We did a good job.
Yeah, we did.
And, Zeth, where are you?
I'm in my studio.
Okay, and you're going to come out here, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Are you coming out now?
Yes.
Come on out.
Yes.
All right, we are broadcasting live from the back of the radio station. You're listening to the 28-hour show where we literally go on the air for 28 straight hours. And we don't play any music. We don't play any commercials. And we try to raise some money for Rady's Children's Hospital. So tonight is going to be very special. First of all, this is, I believe, the third or fourth that we've done from San Diego. The 28-hour show that we've done from San Diego. Where's Space Boy? Space Boy knows more about the show than I do, so he can tell us how many we've done. But we go on for the 28 straight hours. We encourage people to donate the money, and tonight we do something pretty cool. First of all, we're going to be doing Mikey Idol, which we've done in the past. And the idea with Mikey Idol is that each member of the show gets up and performs and sings karaoke style. And usually we let people call in and vote on who they think should win. Tonight we're going to do it different. Tonight, we're going to be going by crowd response. So everybody that's here, and I'm actually looking at hundreds of people, make noise if you're standing out here to let everyone know. We have hundreds of people that have come out here and are hanging out. We invite anybody that wants to come out here. 9660 Granite Ridge Drive is the address. And what we're going to do tonight at 10 o'clock, we're going to watch a couple of movies. But the Mikey Idol, I'll get to that in a second. The Mikey Idol is we have each member of the show performing, but they're going to perform live in front of you guys and go by crowd response to see who wins. I don't even know what people are going to be singing. The last couple of years, I've won the contest, and I'm not going to be participating tonight in the competition because I'm going to be Seacrest. And I won't say the line. I'm going to be Seacrest tonight, and I'm going to be hosting the thing. And I'm also going to be serving as mentor, so I'm going to do a special performance here tonight, too. And that's going to come right before the results. I think Eddie probably explained this just a minute ago, but I'm explaining it again. Then we will find out who our Mikey Idol winner is, and we will go into the Boston Rob Eddie Challenge. You guys know that we've been doing these challenges between Boston Rob and Eddie for a long time. And we're going to do another one here tonight. And what it's going to be is Guitar Hero. So Eddie and B-Rob are going to be doing a Guitar Hero challenge against each other right after Mikey Idol. Then at 10 o'clock tonight, the thing that you guys all love, 10 o'clock tonight, we're watching movies. And all the people that are here are going to be able to see the movies on a big screen. And the movies are Rocky III and Titanic. If you don't have Rocky III and Titanic, go get them. And good luck, by the way. Because we've been telling people what the movies are for a while, and everybody is going out and getting them. So if they're even available, I'd be surprised. All right, let's get everybody on stage. Let's bring the show up on stage. And let's bring the man of the hour up here, and let's bring Bill Menish up here. Bill is going to be our official auctioneer. Bill Menish is our official auctioneer. Now, he used to do mornings on NBC 739. We had your former co-worker Mari Payton out here judging earlier today.
I heard her on the radio. Yeah. Absolutely.
She did pretty good. She
better
did
her
good
than me by what they were describing that food as.
It was gnarly. It was gross.
Oh, man.
But, hey, she tried. Okay, so, Bill Menish, I want you to meet Zeth. Zeth is the guy you're going
to
be auctioning.
Good to see you.
You too.
Zeth is 23 years old. How tall are you, Zeth?
6'3".
6'3". And how much do you weigh, Zeth?
About 215.
215, 6'3", prototype quarterback. And we have a sign out here that says, "Marry me, please, mustachio." Because he's obviously growing this new chopper mustache or whatever it is. Ashley, take a guess at what you think the final bidding will be tonight.
It starts out at 25 cents, right?
Okay, so I definitely think that we'll probably for sure hit around $5. For sure.
Okay, for sure. For sure, $5. Eddie, Sean, Sky, come up here. Everybody from the show, come on up on stage, guys. Come on up on stage. We'll have everybody up here for this. Now, we're handing out paddles right now. We're handing out, if you're a gal and you're here to bid on Zeth, tell us if you want, or anybody, guys, girls, men, women, whatever. If you want a paddle, raise your hand. If you want a bidding paddle, raise your hand. Just know that if you get a paddle, you're bidding tonight. The winner of the auction is going to go to dinner at Sizzler with Zeth. And we're paying for it. And we're paying for it. Don't be shy, ladies. Don't be shy. If there are ladies here or men here that want to bid on Zeth, let us see you so we can give you a paddle. Put your hands up if you want to bet on Zeth. Peaches is here. Peaches looks like she's going to. Eddie, I just asked Ashley what she thought Zeth would go for. She said $5. What do you think?
Two bits.
Two bits. Look at, here's Quimby. Okay, Bill?
Yes.
Tell me how auctioning, how does this work?
It works that everybody out here in the crowd, do we have a good gauge of who wants to bid on Zeth today?
Yeah,
put your bidder cards
up
in
right?
the air. Yeah, actually, come on up. If you plan on bidding on Zeth, come on up. We got 30 women and 5 guys.
You are in line. Come up here. If you're bidding on
there
Zeth, come up here.
Come on up to the front.
Just
see
come
the cutie
the
pie right here? Number 6, bidder number 6. How old is she, about 4, 5? Oh, she's so cute.
I doubt that.
And it's real easy. We start the bidding off. You really want to start at a quarter? Wow, high hopes.
Yeah,
okay.
We really want to start at a quarter.
We'll start at a quarter, and then we'll go in quarter increments, and we'll raise it up until we get as high. But you know what? I hate to come at these things cold. Do you mind if I warm up and get everybody to help me warm
sure.
up, too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you get the whole crew to help me,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, what we do, because when you auction off, you know, that talking fast thing?
Yeah.
It's just a matter of learning these tongue twisters and getting really, really good at them.
Okay.
And the mother of all tongue twisters is one called Betty Botter. So will
Betty
you guys
Botter.
Repeat after me, everybody help out here? So we can all warm
Betty
up.
Butter.
Here we go. Repeat after me, crowd. Betty Botter bought some butter. But she said this butter's bitter.
If I put it in my batter,
it will make my batter bitter.
So she
bought a bit of better butter.
Bada bing.
Put it in her bitter batter.
Put it in her bitter batter.
Made her bitter batter better. So tis better. Betty Botter bought a bit of better butter. All right, here's the warm-up part. Everybody keep up on three. One, two, three. Betty Botter bought some butter, but she said this butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it'll make my batter bitter. So she bought a bit of better butter, put it in her bitter batter, made her bitter batter better. So better Betty Botter bought a bit of better butter.
Yes.
There
yes.
we go. Now we're all warmed up.
That was
up.
Awesome.
Did you do every one
yes,
of those?
I knew every one of
Ashley,
those.
Ashley, do it one more time.
Better win my butter and then my butter better with hair to better batter. Then I want some more butter in my batter and this more butter in my better butter red and pure butter.
Yes.
That was perfect.
Yes. Yes. Perfect. She nailed it. She nailed it.
Awesome. All right, are we ready for this thing?
Yeah, let's do this. So the bidding starts at 25 cents, and Bill Menish, you're going to take
it away.
And
you're getting dinner where, you said, tonight?
Dinner at Sizzler. We're paying. Station
is
paying.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, help me out here. Here comes the auction. Get those bidder cards up high. We're starting with a low price of just 25 cents. 25 cents now, 50 now, 75 now, $1. Dollar and a quarter, dollar and a half, $1.75, two and a quarter, two and a half, $2.75, three and a quarter, three and a half, $3.75, four and a quarter, four and a half, $4.75, five, five and a quarter, five and a half, $5.75, six and a quarter, six and a half, $6.75, $10 up front.
Oh, wow, a
that's
bunch of cards
what we're
came
talking
down.
About. How much? $15. There's 20 now. Where's 30? $30 bid now. What do you bid? 30 and a 30. There's $30. How about 35? 35 right there now. 40. $40 bid now. Bid now. There's 40 now. 45.
Holy
45.
Cow.
What do you bid? 45. I have 40 there. What do you go? 45. 45 right there now. 50. 50 right there. What do you go? 60? $60 now. What do you go? Let's the heck with these quarters. Let's go increments of 10. I got 60 right there. How about 70? Now 80. $80 bid now. Bid now. What do you bid? 80 now. 80. What do you bid? 80. There's 80 now. 90. $90 bid. There's 90 now. 100. $100 bid now. Bid now. What do you bid? $100. $100. $100. I'm bid 90 now. 100.
Is this for real?
I'm bid 90 now. 100 now. 100 now. What do you bid? 100. What do you bid? 100. There's 100 now. 110. $110. Bid and out. Would have been 10. There's 110. 110 now. 120. 120. $120. Bid and out. Would have been 2 and a 2. Would have been 120. 120. 120. 110 there now. 120. Come on. There it is. 120. 130. 130. 120 there now. 30 now. 30 now. 30. Oh, look. Look at this handsome hunk of man right here. For just 130, yes. We got it.
I want to remind you, it's for Rady's Children's Hospital. This money goes to Rady's Children's Hospital.
All right. She looks pretty serious. You need to get serious here. I got 130 now. 40 now. 40. Would have been 40 now. 40. Would have been 40 now. 40. Would have been 40. $40. Does he need to take his shirt off? No. I got 140. There's 140 now, 150. 150 now, 50 now, would have been 150 now, 50 now, would have been 150. 150 now, 160.
Hang on a second here. Hang on a minute. Hang on. This is Dr. Wayne, and I wanted to say 1 million, but I don't have it. I don't actually have 1 million, but I just wanted to interrupt for a second. I would give $1 million if I had it. I tell you that right now.
Creepy. Hey, man.
Let me ask you a question. Can he hula hoop for me for a minute?
Why would you want to know that?
Is that
why
possible?
Would you want to know that?
Is that possible? Okay, let's get back to the bidding. Sorry.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Do we need him to take his shirt off to try to get the bidding to go up? Come on now. It's for Rady Children's Hospital.
I think that's a great idea, as a matter of fact. Zeth. Hey, this is Dr. Wayne. Why don't you do it for the kids, huh? And I just want to remind you about last year when you choked and I was upset with you. But, hey, it's totally up to you.
All right, here we go. I'm bid 150 now, 160. Would you bid 160 now, 60 now, 60 now, 60 now, 60 now? There's 160.
160.
160 now, 170. 170 now, 70 now. Would you bid 170 now? Would you? Do you guys want her to bid $170? Oh, 160 right there now, 170. 170 now, 70 now, 70 now. Would you bid 170? 170, 170. 170 going once. $170 going twice. 170 for the third and final time. Sold right here for $160.
Wow. Wow and wow.
Wow.
I cannot believe this.
Oh, my God.
Dude, Zeth, you scored. She's cute.
Dude. Zeth, in all your faces, take that, Rob, you're cool, take that. Hey, was Ashley the only one that took the over on $10?
No, Rob was.
Oh, Rob did it.
I won that, I bet 120 on that, man. I bet, where's my money? I'm a kid.
Well, Rob has tested it out before, so he knows what it's worth.
So gross. Even Rob's laughing at that.
Come on. That was funny. Come on.
Dude, you just got auctioned for $170. And she's a great... Come on up. Let me get you. Go around the side and come up the stairs here. She's beautiful. Dude.
And she's totally Zeth's type.
Hey, you got bought for $170.
Wow.
Let me ask you a question.
Hi.
First of all, what's your name?
P1 Penelope,
let me ask you. How much would you have been willing to go to bid on Zeth tonight? What would have been the stopping point?
$100.
It would have been $100 and you were like, hey, I am not going to...
It's for the kids.
It's for the kids. So $100 was the stopping point, but you went $70 over that.
Yes.
You bid $170.
Yes.
Good for you. You're going to dinner with Zeth tonight at Sizzler. And then...
Get the shrimp.
And then after, we're going to have you report on the date and tell us how the date went. And you better be a gentleman. You better be a nice man. You better be a good guy. Don't let your chopper stash do the talking, okay? All right. Well, congratulations. You won Zeth.
Thank you.
Hey, folks, can we have a big round of applause for Bill Menish for coming out here? Bill, I can't even tell you. I am so impressed. Dude, that was great.
It's fun, isn't it? Now
it's
you can
awesome.
See why I'm doing that.
Dude, that's pretty cool. One more round of applause for him, please. Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Thank you so much for doing that. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Okay, Eddie. So
we got to vamp a little bit. Ashley's going to go get a bit ready. She's going to play a bit, and then we're going to get ready for Mikey Idol Live.
Okay, do we vamp until she gets in there?
We'll vamp, and she'll let us know when it's ready to go.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. We got to vamp. Does anybody have a change of pants?
Okay,
I need a change
Wade.
Of pants.
Dude.
Okay.
Zeph. That's unbelievable.
Bucks.
I mean, does she know what she's in for?
Obviously not.
Wow.
Hey, how come nobody got to bid on me, dude?
Beto. We don't sell underage kids. I mean, that's...
Dude, I'm 27, dude.
No,
and
you're
hey,
not.
Well, hey, I just want to say, hey, what's up for all you dudes? Hey, listen.
Don't encourage him.
Hey, I just want to say, Uncle Eddie, I just want to tell you, I don't mean to throw people under the bus or anything, dude.
What's up?
But all these underage kids keep asking me to go to the liquor store and buy beer for them, dude.
First of all, you are 14.
Dude, and I can't buy beer for you guys.
No.
I've already been popped, S.A.
What does that even mean?
I've already been pinched for that, dude. That's why
Did time?
No, dude, I was in Donovan State, bro.
You went What's to Donovan up? Steakhouse.
Yeah. Dude, and that's where I got my first tattoo.
You don't have any tattoos.
Yeah, I do, dude.
Where is it? Let me see it.
I had it removed right before we started.
Oh,
because,
really?
Yeah,
that's
dude,
weird.
Because my wife was like, "What's up, Beto? You can't be showing all
your
those
wife.
Ladies how tough you are." And then I was all...
Can we meet your wife?
Yeah, dude. She's in the restroom right now, dude.
We can wait.
Okay. She's in the porta potty, bro.
Okay. We'll wait.
Well...
Hey, I'm your lady.
Yeah, dude. You're my lady,
okay.
bro.
Okay.
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah, he's all scared, and I got all up in his face. I was all, "I'll beat you up." He's all, "No, Beto, I'm your lady. I'm your lady, Beto. Don't beat me up."
Beto,
no.
why are you
I'm
shaking as you say that?
And I was all, "No, I'll make you my lady."
That guy's pretty tough. I wouldn't say that to him.
No, dude, it's only because I sprained my ankle that I won't fight him right now, bro.
Oh, is that what does your ankle have to do with you fighting?
It's all about positioning, dude.
Oh.
Yeah, hey, Uncle Eddie.
What's that?
You want to go see a rock show with me later, dude?
Oh, I'm in the middle of something right now. I don't know if I can make it.
I'm going to 4th and B tonight, bro, to see
to see what?
I'm going to go see Disturbedia. They're playing a show tonight, bro. And it's only for badasses, dude.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to be me, all my vatos, and you're invited.
Okay. What, are we going to get in the pit?
Yeah, dude, we'll get in the pit and drink 40s, and everybody
Whoa.
Will be pregnant. It'll be crazy.
Hey, I don't want to get pregnant.
I only say that because I'm the toughest dude here.
With
and if you guys want to fight, I'll be back in 3 weeks with my ankle heals,
okay,
bro.
Wait.
Anybody wants to fight? 3 weeks, man. I'm not even kidding.
There's a guy right there that looks like he's got a cast on.
No, dude.
It's a fair fight.
My ankle, though, dude.
But it's a fair fight. He's got a cast on. He won't use it.
Yeah, I can't because my old lady's calling me from the porta potty.
Well, I'm right here. I don't hear anybody call. What's that?
There she is, dude. I have to go.
That was Peaches. What are you?
Okay, later, everybody.
Okay. Thank you, Beto.
That's my nephew, Beto.
Yes.
Really confused. He's very confused. He's very confused.
He's only 14. I don't know why he acts like that.
Ashley's finally made it to the back door, so she's going to be going in now to the radio station.
Well, she's actually
second, and she's,
back. I don't know.
She's back.
Why she's back?
She's back?
She's coming this way.
Yeah, but I thought she was going to play a bit when she was in
she
there.
She was supposed to.
I thought she was going to play one of our best
okay.
of bits
Okay, well.
When we were in there. Oh, maybe not.
The board
oh,
op committed?
Saying, oh, the
okay.
board op's going to do
okay.
it. Okay, the board op's going to do it. Okay, hey, Ash, which one is she going to play? What are we going to show people?
One of the greatest bits of all time.
What is it?
I only have to say this. Oh, Michael Phelps.
Oh! Nice.
Hit it.
Now it's time for the YouTube clip of the day.
Hello.
Michael Phelps is such a big deal right now. With all the records that he's broken and everything. And so, obviously, a lot of people are really into him and they really like him. And I think that it kind of brings out a lot of patriotism in a lot of Americans.
That's great. True.
And some people like to express themselves in different ways. You know, some people, you know, do poetry, or some people write, or some people sing. Mm-hmm. Some people sing. And this is an example of someone singing about Michael Phelps. Cut 32.
Oh my God.
Michael Phelps. You swam away with my heart. Oh, Michael Phelps. You swam away with my heart. I'm joining the pandemonium. I don't care where you stand on the podium. Just give me your hand to hold. Whether you win bronze, silver, or gold. Oh, Michael Phelps. You swam away with my heart.
Jerk.
Oh, Michael Phelps. You swam away with my heart.
Oh, my God.
Eddie's a big fan. Eddie's a big fan. God. Big fan, Eddie.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes.